Welcome everybody to another episode of the Cast Ascendancy Podcast. I had a good week this week. It was cool. I mean, I went to the gym every day but one day, so I feel like that was good. I went to the gym with not just doing some half-assed work. I was going, you know, good tempo and following my old routines and shit, and it's been brutal. It's been nice. Been running in the mornings and shit and walking and getting my life back in order and doing the way, you know, doing things that I should be doing, I suppose. Took my ring off today for the first time ever, you know, and it's so strange not having it. Like, I keep wanting to flick it like I used to, like it was a little bean, but I can't no more. This is going to be the last episode where I'm going to be talking about, you know, shit that either, I mean, I'm always going to be me. I'm going to talk about shit that pisses me off, but I'm not going to dedicate entire episodes to this shit anymore. I already had this one that I wanted to do for, you know, the reasons that I'm doing it or whatnot. I feel like I'm going to start doing more just empowerment and self-growth and bettering yourself and mindsets and being smarter and, you know, not being a man who sucks penis. And I don't mean it in a gay way. I mean it in like a douchebag kind of way. Plus, I'm writing an ebook. I don't know why I'm writing an ebook, but I am. I'm almost done with it. Not going to tell you what it's about, but it's amazing. Also, the website's out. If you guys want to check that out and give me some feedback, it'd be awesome. You know, the 7 or 8 people that listen to me, because the rest of my friends on my friends list are a bunch of fucking sacks of shit. Fuck all of you. Every last one of you that doesn't listen to my shit. Today, actually, not yet. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to start talking about that yet. Let's talk about some fun stuff. Today, I took a poop. It's always fun. I love pooping. It's one of my second or third favorite things to do. Today was a weird day. Like, I woke up really early. Amber and the boy called me like at 5 a.m. and shit. Talked to him for a little while. That was cool. And then, like, I fell back asleep. And then I woke up and I was, like, all, like, distraught. Didn't know where I was at for a second. It was so strange. I did nothing for a long time. And then I got up finally and after, you know, a while and cleaned my whole room or whatever. And by clean my whole room, I mean I mopped the floors because the room stays clean. I don't make messes and shit. Mondays, technically for me, it's already today. And it's the start of a new week, new goals, you know, set new goals, fucking new things to get done. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this week, man. There's a lot of shit that I want to fucking do. So yeah, stop being one of those fucking pussies that are like, oh, I hate Mondays. Mondays are blah, blah. You got a case of Mondays. You sound like a fucking dumb shit sack of nuts that nobody fucking likes when you start saying that shit. No one thinks it's funny. They just laugh because they feel bad for you and they don't want you to commit suicide because no one laughs at your jokes, right? So that's what it is. So we're going to get on with it today. You might rub some of you the wrong way because a lot of you motherfuckers like this, but it's people who like have been done wrong and they like to do unto others what has been done to them, as Tool says. Do unto others what has been done to you. Holy shit. So despite being wronged, what these people do is they perpetuate the same wrong themselves, right? They'll go back and complain about something that's been done to them and then turn around and do it to somebody else who maybe they didn't deserve it. Whether they deserve it or not doesn't even fucking matter. You know? You shouldn't be a piece of shit. The unforgiving truth, right? I think it starts off first and foremost with like a learned behavior, right? Learned behavior. Somebody, you know, their fucking parents or past relationships or some shit. So this is one thing straight, right? Some folks adopt the wrongs done to them as their own. It's like I said, it's learned behavior. But that doesn't mean, you know, that toxic inheritance, that doesn't mean it's like it's right or it's okay or it's justified for any reason, right? They believe that perpetuating the cycle is the only way to fucking cope or survive. How they get to this twisted, fucked up, retarded ass logic, I can't. Why? I can tell you. Matter of fact, I will tell you. Survival mentality. So for some people, right, it's all about survival. They believe that adopting the same behaviors or attitudes is the only way to protect themselves or fucking be fine or be safe, to protect themselves from further harm, right? In their minds, it's a matter of self-preservation. They may justify it by thinking, if I don't do this, you know, I'll be the fucking victim forever. So it gives them the jolt they need to fucking start being a piece of shit, right? Revenge, vindication. It's a powerful motivator, man. I mean, it's like in movies, you know, they always say revenge is a dish, you know, best served cold or whatever the fuck. I mean, it's a major catalyst and shit. And those who've been wronged may believe that perpetuating the same wrong is the only effective way to get back at those, you know, who hurt them, despite the fact that sometimes they're doing it to other people, right? They may see it as a means of vindicating themselves. Another thing, too, that I don't feel people ever talk about is like the normalization of these behaviors, right? The fact that it's like it's been normalized nowadays. In some cases, you know, these individuals that grow up in environments where, like, wrongdoing is just normal. They've witnessed this from, like, a young fucking age and internalized it. It's become acceptable to react that way, and it becomes a part of them. I mean, it's their belief systems. They feel that that's the only way to be, and that's the only way that they don't know any other way. Still not excusable, but, I mean, makes some kind of sense, right? Then we got, like, a lack of alternatives, right? Limited options or resources that people have just, you know, justify the fucking the dumb shit that they're doing. They may think that they have no other fucking choice. Literally, this is the only way to go about it. Also, like empowerment, right? Empowerment is like inflicting these wrongs might be the other way that they feel, you know, empowered. This fucked up, distorted sense of fucking empowerment. These individuals believe that by doing so, that they regain some kind of control over their lives, over their situation, right? It's like the shift of power dynamics in their favor. It's a misguided attempt to reclaim a sense of, I don't know, authority or being a fucking human. It's crucial to, you know, emphasize that these justifications don't make these actions morally or ethically right at all. I mean, understanding the reasons behind such fucking choices is essential, and the fact that it doesn't absolve these individuals or their responsibility for the actions that they fucking have or the things that they do. Breaking the cycle and choosing like healthier alternatives is like literally, that's the most powerful and fucking choice you can make. That's how you get your fucking authority back. That's how you become a better person. That's how you fucking should do shit. Oh, someone stepped on my foot. I'm going to step on this dickhead's foot too, just because. I'm American. Derpa derps. Whatever, man. So earlier I mentioned, you know, lack of alternatives, right? When options are limited, some individuals, like, they resort in, like, to do these wrongs or whatever, and they might think it's their only ticket to justice or revenge, or maybe they just feel like they're a fucking snake backed into a corner, you know? Limited options is the first thing that comes to mind. Like I said, feeling trapped could be a driving force behind this justification. Some individuals might even think that it's the only fucking alternative, you know, or that there are no other alternatives. I mean, this is how they settle their grievances. This is their way of perpetuating these wrongs and feeling good about themselves so they don't feel bad about what they're doing to other people. It's their way to seek justice, you know, to retaliate, to fucking stand up for themselves for change. Problem is that they usually do it to people that are not deserving. Overwhelming circumstances where like individuals face overwhelming challenges such as constant adversity or like oppression, Negroes, you know, they may see themselves as having no way out. This sense of like being cornered can lead them to justify perpetuating these wrongs of desperate acts like in response to their circumstances. And again, cultural norms, you know, the fact that like this has like become normal for people to act a certain way and to be pieces of shit and to do others dirty, you know, like, well, fuck, if somebody's gonna do this shit to me, I'm gonna do it to somebody else. I mean, that's become normal. It's fucking retarded. They might even feel pressured, you know, to conform to these norms because it's what everyone else is doing. You know, the old saying, man, if all your friends jump off of a cliff, are you going to follow them? I never understood that because no, I would not follow them. Hopefully they left some phones behind. I could sell these fucking things and make some money. Dumb fucking piece of, why are you jumping off a fucking cliff? Are you fucking syndrome of the downs? Don't answer that because you probably are. They also feel like, I don't know, I feel like they think everything's some kind of injustice towards them, right? They've been treated so unjustly and they contribute to these feeling of being like backed into a corner. They may rationalize their actions as a way to like restore balance or rectify what they see as unfair treatment, maybe. I don't know. So moving on. We got like emotional turmoil is another thing. It's a double-edged fucking sword. I mean, feeling wrong can feel anger, bitterness, and like resentment. It's these emotions that like sometimes cloud people's judgment and allow them to do these things without feeling that bad for themselves, right? At the end of this podcast, I'll tell you why I'm even bringing this shit up, right? Earlier, I mentioned perceived power dynamics. Look at what happens to people when they get money. People will, like, completely change. Unless you've had a real money, too. You can never say, oh, money will never change me. Because you have no fucking idea. People become fucking monsters, man. I've seen it first fucking hand. Power is one of those things where it's, like, that sense of, like, control and power. It's intoxicating to so many fucking people. That these people, you know, they tend to, once they've felt a little bit of that power, you know, they want more of it, you know? Also, you got cycles of, like, abuse, some fucked up corners of the human race, you know what I mean? We live in societies where, like, cycles of abuse, they prevail. Those who have been mistreated, you know, people that have been mistreated end up dishing out the same pain a lot of times because normalization of abusive behaviors and deep-seated psychological issues and the lack of, like, healthier alternatives is the norm now. Everyone's, like, on pills and shit, and it's okay to be fucking psychotic and people want to be crazy. It's fucking nuts, man. This normalization of abusive behaviors is in so many environments, like especially those plagued like by, you know, generational like abuse and systemic mistreatment, abusive behaviors become like normalized. Like I said, individuals who have grown up in like adversity or shit that they've witnessed, fucked up situations like myself, for example, they've experienced and they've been subjected to like so much abusive bullshit themselves. And as a result, I feel like they know no other way. You know, they see this as a normal behavior, so they just act accordingly, the way they feel they should be acting, you know? In a fucked up, like, roundabout kind of way is what justifies their actions. so they can continue to do this shit and not feel bad about themselves, right? Like I said, deep-seated psychological issues, which everyone fucking has these days. Everyone has daddy issues and fucking mommy issues and Kurt Cobain blew his fucking brains off issues and fucking all this other dumb shit, man. Or like whatever the fuck is happening with like Jada Pinkett, whatever the fuck her name is, and William Smith. Anyway, people go through so much like emotional turmoil and distress, you know, mental fucking challenges. These unresolved issues, man, they influence their actions and decisions, and they may seek to alleviate their own fucking pain by inflicting harm on others. I mean, so crazy psycho fucking, you know, serial killers doing shit. Some may have difficulty managing their emotions, so the result of this is like a backup plan. Like, this is the only way that they have that authority, like I said earlier, right? But at the end of the day, there's no excuse for this shit, man. I mean, we don't make excuses here, right? Not on this show. We don't do that shit at all, right? While these are reasons, they aren't justifications. There's no sympathy from me. I don't feel fucking bad for you because of the choices that you're making. It's a choice. Just like drug addiction, it's a fucking choice, all right? For those who choose to, like, perpetually wrong people, that if wrongs that have been done to them, there's no reason to go around. I mean, there's no beating around the bush with that shit. I mean, let's not forget, not everyone who's been wrong becomes a wrongdoer. So that's reason enough to say that, you know, you don't have to do this shit. Because if that was the case, everyone that got wrong would be doing it. A lot of these people break the cycle that choose empathy or healing or whatever other fucking pussy words you got to dish out there. But I mean, that's what they do, right? Another thing that's like, you know, kind of related to that, as far as I'm concerned, is it's the victimhood mentality, right? The victim mindset. It's a psychological fucking state in which individuals perceive themselves as constant victims of circumstances. Nothing's ever their fault. Often feeling like powerless and blaming external factors for their difficulties or their failures and shit. It involves like a cognitive and emotional fucking tendency to view themselves as like the primary fucking victim and to interpret and respond to various events or situations through their lives by using victimization, right? It's like a God complex, right? You think the world's out to get you because you're so fucking important. It makes no fucking sense to me. So some key characteristics, right? Attributing powerlessness, right? People with a victim mentality, what they often do is they perceive themselves as lacking control over their own lives and believe that there's always some external force, some other person, some tree or some bush or some fucking ghost or whatever the fuck that is the cause of their problems and their setbacks. This could be a sense of like helplessness and a belief that they are unable to change situations maybe. They like to also, you know, externalize blame. Nothing's ever their fault. They blame external factors such as other people, like I said, society, systems, the rock that made them trip earlier. They may struggle to take personal responsibility for their actions. Most of the fucking time, these people are like this, right? They don't take responsibility for their actions at all. You know, they're just, well, I mean, it's not my fault. Because they see themselves as victims. It's unjust. It's unfair treatment. They're being, you know, mistreated. It's horrible. Oh my God. Right? They have this like distorted perception of reality, right? Exaggerated perception of the wrongs they have been like experienced or have been caused on them. They magnify and focus every negative fucking event or interpretation while just disregard positive aspects of anything. So when good stuff happens, yeah, they're happy in the moment, but they'll disregard it. Not like it doesn't happen, you know, 20 minutes fucking later because it's convenient to them. It's easier that way. They also, you know, they constantly seek validation and pats on the back. They want sympathy from other people, right? Those with this mentality often seek, you know, to be reinforced. They need this reinforcement for their sense of victim, you know, victimhood or victimization or whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? So if someone, you know, validates it or feels bad for them, right? It empowers them, right? They recount their grievances repeatedly, seeking like acknowledgement, empathy, support from others. They're always telling you about this fucking horrible time they had. Go fuck yourself. Jump off a bridge, my God. They'll talk about change, but subtly resist it. You know, that and personal growth, you know, their resistance to change and personal growth is like, it's unwavering. These victims, you know, circumstances that like surround them, they can't allow it to get out of hand or do better because then they don't have that edge anymore, that upper hand on people, right? So many people that work on that, they'll sit there and work on your fucking empathy, on you feeling sorry for someone, you know? That's why I don't feel sorry for fucking anybody, man. If Superman from the old movies disrespected my ass, I would beat the living shit out of his fucking quadriplegic ass in his wheelchair and fucking throw a shoe on top of his face as soon as I was done. Fuck him. Fuck everybody. This mentality is not an inherent or like fixed trait in individuals, but it's a mindset. I mean, it can be influenced by various, you know, factors or whatnot, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's a decision to think that way. Yes, you know, you can include like past experiences that have fucking like shocked them or fucked them over, but I mean, it's not enough to say or to be like or to do anything and be like, sorry, you know, I'm sorry that I hurt you, but I'm the victim here. My God, I can't even think about this shit. It gives me a fucking headache. I never even had a headache. Might get one today, though. Now, while recognizing and acknowledging like real instances of victimization is crucial, it's also important to, you know, encourage individuals to fucking just develop, you know, resilience. You know, don't be a fucking pussy. Like, stand up for yourself. Take personal responsibility, you know, when applicable for the fucking bullshit that you fucking do. Fuck, seek some solutions, man. Take some LSD. Take some drugs. Do some fucking shrooms, man. Jump off a building. That's always a good one. Just don't stay stuck, you know, in that mindset. I mean, it's going to control your life. It's going to fucking destroy it. Why do people enjoy the feeling of weakness? It's because it allows them to get away with so many things and not do all the things that they have to do, man. I got a little cousin, right? Respected this motherfucker, right? Everyone that meets him always thinks he's like slow, okay? This guy speaks three languages fluently. He learned the entire English language. I'm talking about the fucking whole thing in under a year, right? Conversational English. I call him Bunchies, right? Bunchies. Well, this motherfucker had his maids in Honduras, right? Because his daddy has money. Wipe his ass until he was 7 years old. Not because he couldn't do it. Because he thought it was hilarious that he'd have other people do it for him. That's amazing, man. I mean, I respect that. I really do. At the end of the day, man, now that he's older and he's like, you know, grown, he's a year older than me, he's basically a fucking retard. I mean, and the reason for it is because he's done this shit for so long that he's adopted that fucking personality, that mentality, that mindset. It blows my mind. Someone's playing music, so I'm going to stop this because these stupid beaners are getting on my nerves. Yeah, so this is Prophet signing off on another amazing fucking episode. At least I think so. I'm not going to hear it till tomorrow because, you know, stuff and things. I'm going to go drink a beer, smoke some marijuana.